Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Before Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says he first descended into hell. Hell was comprised of two compartments, a paradise side and a side of torment. When Jesus Christ descended, the Bible says he set captivity free. And then the Bible says hell enlarged itself. So what happened? All those that died before Christ rose again went down to the paradise side of hell, normally a place of rest. And then Jesus Christ went down there and delivered them and took them to heaven, and then hell enlarged itself. Well, you ask, why did it enlarge itself? Because more folks will be going to hell. Now, hell is a terrible place. So we see that the location of hell is in the center of the earth. You know, some scientists, as I did this research, even estimate that the earth's core or the center of the earth may be even hotter than the surface of the sun. I don't know how they came to that conclusion, but they probably know more about that stuff than I do. But only thing I do know is that God's word is true, and it tells us that hell is in the center of the earth. Now, what is the final destination of hell? Well, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, it says, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Wow. So we see that we're going to die one time, but the Bible says hell and death was cast into the lake of fire. You know, here's a great mystery I'll tell you. If you are born once, you die twice. But if you're born twice, you only die once. Simply meaning that the Bible tells us that we're born into sin, and the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. And that death there is talking about eternal death, because it's compared to eternity. But in the book of John chapter 3, it says we must be born again. We must be born into the family of God. And then that frees us from that second death. Once we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Bible tells us that he writes our name down in the book of life. And the Bible says here, all those that weren't found in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. So hell's final destination would be the lake of fire. Now, we already told you that Jesus mentioned hell over 70 times in the New Testament. What was Jesus' description of hell? Here, it was quite a few. I will give you as much as I can here. It says, Jesus says hell is fire. You know, we have a religious group out there splitting hairs on how you interpret the word hell. Well, I'm not going to split hairs with that group. I'm simply going to ask them, how do they interpret the word fire? When Jesus Christ say hell is fire, Matthew 7:19 tells us that. Matthew 13:40 tells us that. Matthew 25:41 tells us that. He says, and I read that scripture to you earlier, where he says, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. So Jesus describes hell as everlasting fire. He also describes hell as a fire that is not quenched. A fire that is not quenched. In Matthew 9:44. He also said, where the worm dieth not. In hell, when you're in hell, you're going to want to die. You're going to plead and beg to die. But the worm will not die. You will be tormented day and night.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.